This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Good morning. Rarely has a scrap of middling news sounded so nearly like good news. The Labor Department says the U.S. economy added 117,000 jobs in July. The unemployment rate ticked down 0.1% to 9.1%. Not so great on the whole, but some early indications suggest that markets could be reassured after yesterday when the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 512 points. We're joined now first by NPR Senior Business Editor Marilyn G. Wax. She's in our studios. Good morning.
Hi, Steve.
So what do these numbers mean?
It's a good sign, both for workers and for investors. Economists were looking for roughly half this number of new jobs. So when it came out pretty good at 117,000, that was an optimistic note. And, you know, we've had this terrible beatdown for the last week. We've had bad feelings coming out about the economy, that we're heading into a recession. There was a really negative loop forming. And this sort of breaks that. It makes you think, well, maybe the worst is over. Maybe it was just a soft spot in the spring, and we're starting to be able to perk up again for the fall.
Although we should be careful not to overinterpret this, as people perhaps have overinterpreted some other numbers.
Exactly. Here. That's the thing, is to you don't want to buy into a narrative one way or the other. We had gotten into a negative narrative where everything was bad. We're heading for a recession. And all of a sudden, this report really says, stop, let's think about it. We don't know where we're headed going out from here, but at least it did sort of break this beat down that we were seeing.
Marilyn, stay with us. We want to go next to Japan, where NPR's Frank Langfitt has been following the markets in Asia and elsewhere. Hi, Frank.
Hi, Steve.
Before this news came out in the last 45 minutes or so, a pretty rough day in Asia.
Absolutely. You know, Asia was down. It had followed this sell-off in the States. Japan's Nikkei closed down more than 3.5%. The Hang Seng in Hong Kong down more than 4%. Europe was a little more mixed. The FTSE in London dropped down about 1%. But certainly, you know, early in the week in Asia, on Monday, things were up because of the debt deal in Washington. And then these negative numbers and that Marilyn was talking about really began to sink in here and were affecting people the way they were looking at the U.S. market.
Do we see any sense, Frank, as you go around the globe here, as markets open and close, of people calming down a little bit? It's a very bad day in Asia. It started to be a very bad day in Europe, but the markets there seem to improve. I mean, the FTSE you mentioned, down 1%, but it was down a good deal more than that early in the day.
It was. It looked like it's bouncing back. And I think there's hope that the central bank there is going to intervene more. People, I think, in Europe, because of the problems in the Eurozone with debt, they're looking for guidance. There's a lot of concern about Italy and Spain now, the debt crisis spreading towards them. And they're looking for leadership. And there's some talk, I think, in the Eurozone that they might get a lot more help and a lot more direction coming soon. So that seemed to kind of ease people a bit.
I want to ask each of you, though, about fundamental issues that the U.S. economy and the global economy will face in the months ahead. We do have this unemployment report. It was better than expected, a kind of middling report. The economy is adding jobs. But Marilyn G. Wax, still some major issues in the U.S. economy to deal with in the fall.
Yes, the jobs rate, although we're happy to see this bounce up in July, economists are still looking for, you know, we need 250,000 jobs a month, more than that, really, to start to pull the economy up to a more normal level. We've got almost 14 million people unemployed right now. So we've got so far to go to get the economy back in shape that I think that while this is an optimistic note, it is far from pointing to a complete recovery.
So fears of a double-dip recession can be pushed back a month, maybe, but still fears of a very slow recovery have to be dealt with. And Frank Langfitt, when you look overseas, outside the United States, particularly in Europe, what is the one thing that people are thinking about and worrying about most there?
Well, I think it's really the debt crisis and the concern, the stress that that's putting on the euro and the whole eurozone itself. Can they take care of these incredibly over-leveraged economies, and can they bring things under control? I think that's the main concern in Europe.
Okay. Frank, thanks very much.
You're very welcome.
That's NPR's Frank Langfitt in Japan and Marilyn G. Wax here in our studios in Washington. Thanks to you.
Fun to be here.
And again, the news here is that the economy, according to the Labor Department, added 117,000 jobs in July. The unemployment rate went down a bit to 9.1%.